The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Krishi Vigyan Kendra, Pokhrani, under the administrative control of Jawaharlal Nehru Institute of Education, Science and Technological Research, NGO, invites applications for the post of driver T1. The position offers pay as per level 3 as per the 7th CPC. Eligible candidates with a valid LMB, HMB driving license and relevant experience can apply. The application format and details available on the KVK website at www.nanded1.kvk8.in. The closing date for receipt of applications is 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Indian Bureau of Mines under the Ministry of Mines invites applications for one post of director or dressing at pay level 15 on a deputation including short-term contract or promotion basis. Eligible officers from central or state governments, PSUs, autonomous bodies and research institutions can apply within 60 days from the date of this advertisement's publication. For complete details, kindly visit the official IBM website. That is at https://www.ibm.gov.in. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Government of India is inviting applications for the post of Registrar in the National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, in Level 14. This is to be filled through composite method, deputation and promotion. Eligible candidates may submit their applications within 60 days from the date of this advertisement. For details, kindly visit https://consumeraffairs.nic.in or at https://ncdrc.nic.in. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, invites applications to fill one post of Assistant Commandant, Fire, on deputation basis for a tenure of 3 years. The position falls under Level 10 as per the 7th CPC. Interested and eligible officers may apply within 60 days from the publication of this advertisement. For more information, please visit www.cisf.gov.in. National Institute of Technology, NIT Jamshedpur, an institution of national importance under the Ministry of Education, Government of India, invites online applications from eligible Indian nationals for various non-teaching positions as per MOE recruitment rules dated 4/4/2019. Reservations for SC/ST, OBC, PWD, EWS, ESN categories will be applicable as per government norms. Interested candidates are requested to submit their applications by 11/7/2025. For detailed information, including eligibility criteria and application procedure, please visit the Institute's official website at www.nitjsr.ac.in. National Zoological Park, New Delhi, under the administrative control of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, is looking to fill one post of Administrative Officer Group B gazetted on deputation, including short-term contract or promotion, in Level 7 as per the 7 CPC. Eligible officers holding analogous posts or with 5 years of regular service in Level 6 along with a bachelor's degree and 2 years relevant experience may apply. The maximum age limit is 56 years as on the closing date. Applications must reach the Director, National Zoological Park, Mathura Road, New Delhi 11003 within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. For application format and details, kindly visit www.moef.gov.in or you could also go on to www.nzpnewdelhi.gov.in. Siemens Provident Fund Organization, SPFO Mumbai, functioning under the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, invites applications for the post of Administrative cum Accounts Officer on deputation basis. The position is in pay level 10 and is initially for a tenure of 3 years. Eligible officers from central state governments, universities, PSUs and autonomous bodies may apply. Interested candidates should submit their applications within 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For complete advertisement details and the application format, kindly visit www.spfo.gov.in under the Career section or check the Directorate General of Shipping website at www.dgshipping.gov.in. Andaman and Nicobar Administration invites applications for the post of Superintending Engineer Civil in the Andaman Public Works Department, APWD, on deputation, including short-term contract basis. This is a Group A gazetted ministerial post under the General Central Service carrying pay level 13. A total of 2 vacancies are to be filled for a period of 3 years, extendable as per deputation rules. Officers from central state governments, union territories, PSUs, semi-government organizations, statutory or autonomous bodies, universities or recognized research institutions are eligible to apply. The maximum age limit is 56 years as on the closing date of the receipt of applications. Interested and eligible officers may download the prescribed application form from the official website at https://www.andaman.gov.in or https://apwd.and.nic.in. Rights Limited, a Government of India enterprise and a premier engineering consultancy company, invites applications from dynamic and qualified professionals for several contractual positions through written test and interview. Vacancies are open for Joint General Manager, Tunnel Construction Expert, Deputy General Manager, Alignment Expert Yard Specialist, Planning and Procurement Engineer, Drawing and Design Engineer, S&T, Design Engineer Civil, Inspector to Mechanical, and Structural Engineer. Interested candidates may refer to the detailed advertisement available under the Career section of Rights website. That is at www.rights.com. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.